We've had this guest on quite a bit lately as things, when we first started talking about this, we called it a fluid situation, and that is COVID-19 affecting our tri-state region and right here in Connecticut. And once again, our representative is Maria Horn. She's joining us this morning. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall.
And
it's always nice to talk to you, although tough time.
Yeah, it is a real tough time. Once again, yesterday afternoon is one of those times where I was sitting at home fairly early and watching the governor, and then at the end of the governor's speech, all heck broke loose with I received emails and also text messages and eventually phone calls from people that were watching that, and some of those people were people who were family members and workers of Sharon Healthcare Center. I also was on the phone with Brent Colley a bunch of times, and I called good old Maria Horn, who picked up the phone and spoke with me. And I think everybody was a little surprised at the, almost as a throwaway line at the end of that press conference or report, when the name Sharon Healthcare Center came up.
Yes, I joined you with that. That I have been on in the last week in particular, since Sharon Healthcare's name was first mentioned in this, on the phone with, pretty much everyone reachable, and at a minimum have asked for and received general assurances that we would get some sort of community heads up, that there would be some local communication. Evidently, that didn't happen yesterday. And that said, this is an urgent situation, and when I first started this conversation, in particular about Sharon Healthcare, there were 150 COVID-positive people in nursing homes. That number as of last night was 660, and I'm sure as of this morning it's different.
Well, you point out something good there, and I said this this morning, and I said it yesterday. Listen, if we were in a situation where our community hospital was full of patients that were COVID-19 and we needed our hospital beds also, we would want to transfer our COVID-19 patients to a bigger hospital or another hospital so our hospital could perform some of its normal duties as well. So that stands, and you want to do good. It's just a question, and I think it puts Brent Colley, and it puts people who run towns, who are in control of towns, in a tough spot when you don't know what's coming, and when the people, here's the whole thing, Maria, the people at the Sharon Healthcare Center that I've spoken to, and there's been husbands, there's been wives, there's been people that they just don't think they're adequately prepared for this. I think that's the question.
That is the question, and those have been the subject of my conversations and mine, and Brent and I are on constant sort of texting back and forth to one another too about this. Is the facility adequately prepared to handle this, to protect the staff, to protect the patients, and to protect the neighbors? There are a lot of questions, and we have I got late last night some detail about how they're going to handle this. But there will be a briefing today for the reps from the districts that will have. So there are four facilities that have been specifically named in the last 24 hours. Two, Sharon Healthcare and a facility in Bridgeport will be these or on the path to becoming COVID recovery facilities, and that means that they will take patients. Essentially, nursing home patients who have been hospitalized and can't be readmitted to their original nursing home because that nursing home cannot deal appropriately and safely with a COVID positive patient. There are also two other facilities that are being opened anew that will also handle these patients and other patients, other overflow from hospitals.
Some of the complaints that I've received from family members are, as I said, about the PPPs, all of that. Also, I heard that yesterday patients were being moved from one floor to another, and I don't know if that is in conjunction with preparing for what's coming or not. But nursing homes that agree to do this are going to get a windfall. I mean, now that they're going to get $600 extra per patient per day, while those patients are in their nursing homes, and that money is meant to go towards helping pay the people that work at the nursing homes, hazard pay, all that. And some of them are concerned that some of those things have been taken back. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. There's the health of the people that are coming in. There's the health of the people that work there. There's the is the facility prepared correctly, and do people in the town understand fully the importance of why this is being done, how it's being done, and is it being done properly? I mean, I think those are the problems that you and Brent and other people in towns affected by this, those are the real problems that you have to look into that the state has not yet really fully answered.
No, they have not. No, you're absolutely right. And those are among the things, you know, the questions that I have today in terms of, you know, how specific questions, you know, how's the facility going to handle trash? How's it going to handle air handling? You know, they are starting to move patients. There's some, you know, is the movement of patients purely voluntary or not? Not clear. So lots of questions about how they handle that. You know, I also do want to say, so I have many questions that I hope by the end of today, I will at least have some of them answered. But I do want to, I have also been in, you know, regular communication with both, staff members who have reached out to me privately in concern, and those at the facility who are in charge of running the facility, who are doing heroic work, and they are all doing the best that they can in a just unimaginable situation. And I want to hold them up at every opportunity. They are extraordinary people standing up to do, you know, really critically important work for the health of all of us at a time when we need them. I want to make sure that we continue to hold them up at all times. And honestly, I heard from a couple people last night who know that staff and, you know, are proud that they are taking this on. So,
it's, you know, and every, it's human nature, by the way. If you're in, like, Sharon Hospital, has been dealing with COVID-19 patients for a while now, and they've got quite a few there because those patients are transferred when they're not on ventilators. They're at Sharon Hospital. When they go to ventilators, they go to the bigger hospitals, and that's where they go on ventilators, even though Sharon Hospital has ventilators. But when you talk about a nursing home, I give credit to ambulance personnel, all volunteers, by the way, just about in our area.
Yep.
The people that work in the hospital, just amazing. But when you take the healthcare workers that are working at Sharon Healthcare Center and other nursing avenues, they're not quite trained as the other people are in this stuff. And there is going to be fear that lurks in. And it's an acceptable fear on their part because it's the fear of the unknown.
Of course, yeah, it is. And that is, we have to address that in a way that makes them, you know, gives them some comfort that people are paying attention to their concerns. We are getting questions answered. Concerns are being addressed. We have that their fear is completely understandable, and there has to be some. So one of, you know, I'm hoping for some more open communication in the next 24 hours. It's been very hard to get, but now, at least, you know, given if we're moving forward with this plan, then it is open, and now we have to have some accountability for answers here. I mean, I wanted to touch on a point that you raised a minute ago because I have been having a lot of conversations about that, and that's about the sort of the extra payments that are going to the healthcare facility to deal with this. And I know there was concern, which I raised, is this, you know, Athena, is a for-profit healthcare center, or is this a money-making thing for them? And I have gone through quite a bit of paper on that actually these additional payments that are flowing through to the nursing home have to be for actual expenses and staff. So I think there's a great deal of transparency and accountability for those extra funds to keep this from being a a money-making enterprise.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's I've got a call in to what is it? Well, the company that owns Sharon Healthcare Center,
Athena Healthcare,
because I was sent a letter that Athena sent them on April 1st, and then I was sent letters that backtracked on what they said on April 1st. And I want to see if that's true, because on April 1st, it was apparent that money was going to be spent by giving additional money per shift, additional per hour, hazard pay, basically, to deal with the COVID. And now some of that has been pulled back. And that's in a letter that I saw. So that's something that I want to check in. I'm glad you brought that up, because on the state level, that was built in as oversight. And now it's time to follow through with these companies and make sure that they live up to their commitments to the employees that are going to be helping these people coming into the facility.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Well, if you hear anything different or anything else, Maria, you know where to find me here and at home. Okay.
I do, yes. We've been on the phone a lot in the last 24
hours. All right. Well, take care, be safe, and I hope your family stays safe and healthy, and you too as well.
Thank you, Marshall. Same to you.
All right. Maria Horn, our 64th District Representative in Hartford, this morning on Robin Hood Radio.